23% of all confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Ohio are prison workers or inmates, and 31 inmates and workers have died. Ohio is the first state to do mass testing at 3 prisons, but the union representing prison workers says those facilities are still dangerous. Ohio Prisons Director Annette Chambers-Smith says everyone is tested daily. Inmate teams clean surfaces all day, and sleeping and eating arrangements have been changed because of COVID-19. But those inside prisons say without enough PPE, things are chaotic. And Chris Mabe with OCSEA, which represents prison staff, says mass testing is needed in all facilities where anyone has tested positive.
I'm quite sure they're fearful of actually what it's going to look like. I don't think that 31 deaths and 3,964 positives is something I would be running around claiming a success.
Though the state has said it would continue testing in prisons, Mabe fears it will actually slow down because of limited tests. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.